AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government is blaming Russia for the hack of numerous U.S. government agencies, saying it appears to be an intelligence-gathering effort. President Trump last month falsely suggested China could be to blame. Election officials in Georgia say voting is going smoothly across the state, despite claims from President Trump that some machines are not working in Republican areas. There are two runoffs for the state's Senate seats. Party control of the Senate is on the line. Medical worker Beverly McDaniel voted.
What may be today may not be tomorrow. And the leaders that we will choose today is going to make that change for us. It's going to make our change for our grandchildren and for our great-grandchildren.
January is off to a grim start as the coronavirus surges, even as vaccine becomes available. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
This virus has been ahead of us every step of the way.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the nation continues playing catch-up. In California, just 1% of residents have been vaccinated as states struggle to get enough doses. Doctors in the U.S. and across the world are bracing for a flood of cases after the holidays as more nations face a more contagious variant. The virus has killed more than 350,000 people in America, 1.85 million worldwide. South African undertakers say they've run out of coffins. In Europe, England and other countries are locked down. And in Asia, even nations that were pandemic success stories are seeing waves of infections from Thailand to Japan, which is getting ready to declare a state of emergency. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Because of the coronavirus surge, the Grammy Award ceremony, scheduled for the end of the month, has been postponed. Teenager Kyle Rittenhouse was before a judge for the shooting deaths of two people during protests last summer in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Prepare to enter not guilty, please.
The protests in Kenosha were over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. This is AP News. As Britain enters a third coronavirus lockdown, the country's chancellor unveiled an economic relief package.
Rishi Sunak says many businesses will get further financial help, such as a $12,000 cash stimulus, as a new national lockdown further batters the economy.
In order to help support businesses through a difficult period through to the spring, today we've announced £4.6 billion of additional help. For businesses in the most affected sectors who are asked to close, they will receive up to £9,000 in a one-off cash grant.
The Chancellor supports Prime Minister Boris Johnson's move to plunge England back into a lockdown, saying the new COVID-19 variant has required an abrupt change of gear. Charles de Ledesma, London.
96-year-old former President Jimmy Carter will not attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The first time he will not be there since Carter was sworn in as the 39th president in 1977. Ed Donahue, AP News.